This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, what's going on? How are you? It's been a while. Some of you I have spoken to on social media or Instagram or seen you at gigs. And lots of you I've never met before. And you're upset that this went away for a while, but here you go, it's back. Hello Steve-O Podcast is back, and it will be back for the foreseeable future. It went away the last couple of times because of, remember, I went to college, and then there was another time when I got really bloody sick, and when I came back, I was just trying to take a break of doing too much work. But things have changed, times have changed, and it's a mixture of lots of you who want the podcast back, but a necessity for me to have something out there as well. It has been a difficult first quarter. I can't believe I fucking said that. It's been a challenging few months. It's been tricky. It's been difficult. And I haven't got time to get into that today. I will do over the course of the next few episodes. When I'm doing the introductions, I can tell you a little bit more of why things were difficult, or some details of the things that were difficult without being able to tell you everything, obviously, because business is business. But it's been a tricky few months. And one of the things that I've resolved to do is to bring back Hello Steve-O Podcast as a result of some things just needing to be changing in my work life. Having said that, I am excited to be back. I've recorded 3 episodes and I've lost one of them. So I felt rusty coming back doing the podcast. I haven't done one in a while. This episode is a fantastic episode with the wonderful Shannon Basso Gall, an Irish comedian, Irish French, really. But and this episode, it is messy. It is, but it's fun messy. And I definitely already have a different type of structure laid out for it. But I think you'll be entertained by this podcast anyway, by this episode, because Shannon is brilliant and we do bounce off each other great. But one of the things that I was experimenting in bringing the podcast back is to make video clips as well. So I have recorded them. These early episodes actually won't be available on video just yet because I have to set up a lot of other things. But I have enough to be able to make clips of them, and there'll be little clips going out on social media, which is great. And and as things go on, we will make available video, the full video episode, so you can watch the podcast as well as listen to it, should you so want to. It's a bit loosey-goosey, this one. It's one of the first ones back. But since then, I have managed to get more of a better structure on the episode. And the goal is moving forward with Hello Steve-O Podcast, that I know I did loads of different things with the podcast. As those of you who've been listening, the hardcore listeners know, Hello Steve-O Podcast has come across in loads of different styles. It started off being very interview-heavy. Then I had a co-star for quite a while. Jenna was on it for quite a while, and we would just thrash out and have the fun about topics. And then in lockdown, it changed into kind of, it was nearly a bloody radio show, wasn't it? When I had musical artists on, interviews, I was dissecting documentaries and doing all sorts of stuff before I took a break. And then I also had the option of doing the podcast just like this, just me talking on my own as well. in the just me talking to you style, which loads of you loved as well. So Hello Steve-O podcast has taken on many different guises, many different styles. And in a sense, we are going to kind of keep it that way. The thing that I am primarily pushing moving forward is I'm going to have a lot more comedians on and not to be interviewed, to have the crack and to talk about topics and to talk about current topics so that we can make your day a little bit lighter. So we can give you a little smile and talk about the things that are going on in all of our lives, you know. So a bit more crack. And I like having, I didn't have, pardon me, I got hiccups, many comedians on in previous iterations. Because the style of it just didn't allow for it. But I think the right break has been taken where I can now just bring on comedians and just be having the crack and talk about all sorts of stuff, but be having the crack. I think you'll see that Shannon and I had great crack in making this episode. It's loose, it's messy, it's but it's great fun. And in future, I am aiming to make them half-hour episodes. Between me and another comic, and I hope to have regular contributors to the show, so that the people that I have on will be co-hosts and they'll be part of the show, and we'll be having them back regularly, and Shannon will be one of them. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm very excited to be working with other people, and I'm very excited to to share the platform with other people, because life is boring when you're just doing it all on your own. So I am excited to be working with good people on this. There will be some, bear with me as the next few episodes go, because I'm trying out a lot of new stuff and I'm producing this as well as editing it and posting it and organizing, getting people on and all that kind of stuff. And it was a big undertaking. It's so easy to record a podcast, just the audio, but then when you got to get involved with the visual side of things, it's another bloody level. So bear with me. The sound is a little bit different than maybe what you're used to, but I think it's more because I wanted to start using wireless mics, and I hope that that works moving forward, but maybe we will have to go back to the handhelds. I don't quite know. So bear with me if you think the sound isn't amazing right now. We might be able to change some things, but I think you can hear by, I think the changes that it's going to be in it is that by listening to it, it's going to make you want to watch it. That's what I think anyway. So anyway, enough talking. I will get in more depth as to what's been going on with me the last few months. But the priority here right now is to give you a podcast, which is, as I said, it's good crack, very loosey-goosey. Altogether, this episode is close to an hour. They won't be as long in future. We're going to be doing half-hour episodes. But I hope you do enjoy this episode. It was made with a lot of love. Apologies for anything. Oh, yeah. There is a very funny interruption in the middle of this episode where somebody knocks in the front door. So I just left that in for the crack. You can feel the organic reality of podcast creation. I hope you enjoy. If it's your first time listening, or if you don't follow me on social media, I'm at The Stephen Mullen on Instagram. If you're not already on the mailing list on the website to find out first about ticket sales for shows and all that stuff, please do support the podcast by signing up to the mailing list, by following me on social media. Thank you so much to all the new followers, the loads of new people that have come to join me on social media. We don't have a Patreon or anything set up, and this is on Acast at the moment, but I don't make any money from Acast because the listenership has to get up to a certain number before you get any revenue from that. So while we're not going down the Patreon road just yet, which we probably will, I'm not 100% sure, you can support me by any videos that you like. Please do share them with your mates. Anything you do like about the work I do, just share it. It's totally free to do that. Please do give 5-star ratings to whatever platform you're listening to and all that kind of stuff. If you can't afford the financial, or you can't buy a ticket to a show and all that kind of stuff, I really do appreciate you sharing my work, because then it does get to more people and there's it helps with the old livelihood side of things. So I do really, really appreciate you guys who are listening. This is a fun episode. It's wacky. It's wild. Shannon's great. We will tighten it up in the next few episodes. The next episode is already in the bank and it's a great one as well. So I'm excited for you to listen to it. Let me know what you think. The email address is back open again. If you want me to cover anything in particular, you can email me at hellostevopodcast@gmail.com, or just get in touch with me on the socials, whatever suits you. Thanks so much again for listening. Thanks to all of you who've come up to me in person and shook my hand and said thank you and thanked me for the podcast and asked me to bring it back. Here you go. I'm excited. And let's keep the thing going by the more feedback and the more chat I get from you guys, the more it fills my tank to keep going at it when it's a dark wintry night. I'm going wondering what the fuck am I doing with my life? But it's good to feel the actual physical reaction to kind of going, ah, I just put a smile on someone's face today. That's all that count. That's all that matters to me. That's all I want to do. So anyway, it's back. You're welcome. Enjoy. I look forward to hearing from you all. Peace and love. The one and only El Stevo.
Keep a change, you filthy animal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special episode of Hello Stevo podcast. We're back with a bang, but I've got a very special guest with me here today. He looks like he's no crack, but he's... I don't know why that came into my head, but he did like... But he's great crack. It's Shannon Basso-Cole. he's a bit like, yeah, you, do you know what I mean? Like, if your wrestling face looks like you're no crack, I think is my point.
Oh, yeah, and a little behind the scenes, like, the audio, we were like, just keep talking. I'm like, this man has never been funny in his entire life.
Yeah.
I did not like the vibes I was putting out there.
No, yeah, if you're sitting at a bar in a pub, you know what I mean? You're kind of going, yeah, look, but he's wild crack. He's check his stand up out. You are wild.
Am I wild? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't say wild.
No, I'm a reformed wild man.
Yeah.
I think I'm very much in my relaxed days now. I'm maybe too relaxed. I'm on my holidays right now.
Yeah.
So.
With your Scotland away jersey.
Yeah, I know.
1988.
I know. I say this isn't boring.
Yeah.
This is no crack.
Exactly.
That's why I'm this no crack, because I'm trying to get my clothes to do too much work.
The contrast of that in people who do that, I do love that. That's true. Do you know the people that are like, yeah, they look, they've dead, fucking deadpan, like nothing going on in the face, but they've got something like...
FBI under t-shirt, female body inspector.
Yeah, exactly, or I love pussy, or whatever, like all that stupid stuff that men do. And it is men, there's no woman walking, there's no lesbian walking around going, I love pussy, on a t-shirt. It's like...
I bet
and,
you
but fellas, here's the thing, we're even laughing at that kind of like, because it's so stupid. We are stupid, I think that's what
we are stupid. No, we are. We're very stupid.
Yeah.
And it's very endearing just how stupid lads are.
It can be.
It can, no,
can
it's okay.
be endearing.
It
yeah.
can be. Not all men not are all endearing.
Not all men are endearing. Bundy?
Al Bundy.
No.
He had a certain charm, I'm sure.
I wasn't thinking about Al Bundy.
No, you were thinking about the other guy who ate all the people. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, but who was the guy before him? The original.
Fred West.
No. Was Al Bundy not the character in...
Al Bundy, I think, might have been the character in that Married with Children.
Married with Children, exactly.
But there was...
The guy, people are going to kill us. The one that did the Netflix documentary on him.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Is he Al Bundy as well?
No, it's...
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah, but there was one before him.
All right.
He did all the women in the 70s. There was 13, 40 of them. Sorry about this, guys. You're all going mad. Everybody's listening to this or watching this now going, it's blah, 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 blah. Here, this is the kind of podcast that we have now. We can check out.
We can check it out. I was going to say that.
It begins with an A,
you're
surely.
Doing it all. You're producing. Editing, you're listening to born bastards like me. Is there no limit to your skills?
I don't Google this serial killer 70s.
I'll just fill for time now. I'll just read the weather report because that's what I do
doc.
For fun.
Yeah. Charles Sobrahia, for fuck.
I'm also like, I feel like I am a little bit of a listener now because I'm excited to know what this is, who what? This is, because I think I'm right with who did I say?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, but it was...
There's a son of Sam.
Al... Nothing's coming up. Charles something or other.
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Maybe he was 80s.
He wasn't really. He was a bit different.
Most famous... Oh, my God. This is insane. I haven't finished the word famous, and it's come up... It's predicted most famous serial killers.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
I did that. Was doing that for research for a bit once on... cannibalism that happens in movies.
Yeah.
And then one of the most asked questions was, is cannibalism illegal in America? And technically it's not. So the act of cannibalism is technically not, but it's illegal to kill someone.
Wow.
But if you happen across...
Oh, that's what... Did Dahmer eat his victims, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Serial kill documentary. It's not coming up, the person who I think it is.
Because I don't think it exists.
Yeah, I think I have made it up. Just is it Al Bundy?
Google Al Bundy.
Okay. It's a great episode.
This has become into a completely different podcast.
Yeah, he's the fella from Married with Children.
Okay, if you're going crazy in the comments...
Sorry, lads.
Let us know.
I'm sorry.
No, this is how you get engagement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're pretending to be stupid. We actually know who it is. This is all a ploy.
I feel stupid, I'm not going to lie to you. I had a dream last night about a specific girl like going on a date and all this kind of stuff. And I genuinely woke up this morning and I still now don't know if I've actually met her or not. Exactly. I know you're
right. What does that mean?
Well, like this, yeah, that was
that. What does that mean?
I was talking to somebody on a dating app Now I'm kind of going, did I meet her?
Did you meet her?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still a bit blank. I know I haven't, but I'm like, or did I just see a video of her or something? Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm a bit confused in there. But anyway, I hope we fall in love.
So then you can bring dreams to reality and then it all becomes a nightmare.
Who knows? The dream, this is the dream right now. We're back with Hello Steve-O podcast. It's great to have you on. It's a new, different feel, different vibe.
Yeah.
I want to have more comedians on all the time. Because in the past, it was like very, it was still good crack.
Yeah.
But it was very much more interview focused and all that kind of stuff. And was not doing this, the video clips and all that kind of stuff.
Also, it's a bit different because you've asked me to bring topics, which is new for a podcast that I've been on.
Yeah, I mean, you to bring you ones that you want to talk about as well. I don't mean for the whole fucking show. I have my own topics.
Oh, good.
Well,
all right.
Netflix serial killers that you can't remember the names of.
That's great.
That was topic number
top
one.
Content.
Top content. Top content.
Top content.
I hope you like the welcome here to the podcast studio.
Yes, brilliant. I love it.
Do you like it?
I do. It's really
to
nice.
To be fair, like,
it's really nice.
I've done it myself. I have not. I had a help from my fantastic co-parent. She did used to work in film a long time ago and did a lot of like setting up and stuff for that. And she's great visually.
Yeah.
She's great to pop like. If you're doing a poster design or whatever like that, she's great with all that kind of stuff. So she was fantastic with all this, which is all made of stuff that is around between the two houses.
Okay,
it's not finished yet. There may be some neon sign coming soon. Just fucking saying. Yeah, it'll really tie the room together. This is what I love about these studios is I don't want anyone thinking. We have to sell the illusion that we're in a podcast studio, but we're not. We're in my fucking living room.
Yeah, it's great.
And we've made it sexy.
I think this is a great metaphor for where we are as a society right now.
Yeah.
Everything takes place is in the house.
Yeah, that's true. You
used to just live in your house. Yeah. Now you have to work in it.
And you'd get out and do shit.
Yeah.
Now we
all stay in the house.
We're working around the world staying in the house.
Yeah.
Where, like, you literally don't have to get up for your car. Like, the phone, even the phone these days is doing... I was thinking, I haven't written a bit on it, but, like, you can fucking ride, you can fucking eat, you can do anything literally
you do
on
need
the
to
phone
leave.
Without leaving the couch.
Well, you can't ride without...
Are you joking me?
No, like, I don't know. I haven't been on...
I haven't gotten off this couch in... specifically this couch. Do you remember the episode of Friends where Joey and Chandler...
I'm not a Friends guy.
Okay, well, there was
Go ahead.
There was an episode when they're in the recliner chairs and the kind of...
Oh, yes.
The object of the day was that they wouldn't leave no matter what. They got pizza ordered to the cast, mm-hmm. someone threw the phone over and all that kind of stuff, and then somebody got out after 24 hours. Like, no! But, like, that's not even a joke anymore. You can...
That's not even hard.
No.
It's harder to leave the house now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad, isn't it?
Well, I live in the country, so I have to leave the house all the time.
You do.
But if you're in the city, or even a small town, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the thing the pandemic taught us. It's like, you don't need to go anywhere.
I know.
Well,
even for work.
Even for work, yeah.
Even people are going about this commute, people listening or watching right now, like the whole idea of the commute to go to work. Traffic jams,
Awful.
What are we doing?
I think about this all the time. I'm like, I would never get a job where I need to commute. And then I always have this thought while I'm driving two gigs.
To a gig, yeah.
Yeah,
that's which, all we fucking do.
I'm like, I could
constantly like, drive.
These silly, stupid people driving to all their life. And I'm like, I've spent like most of my time on the road, the minimal amount of time on stage, yeah. And I'm back again. Like,
people do not understand. Ask us about being comedians all the time. You gotta be good at fucking commuting. If you wanna be a comedian, time on the road.
Honestly, if you don't have to be funny, if you can drive, that's like 50% of it.
Big time.
Yeah.
And that's why Shannon's opening tour at the moment. So, Shannon, the listeners have been texting in all questions about they haven't. But I'm just going to tell them. That's terrible.
You're good. You're a good actor. I somewhat believed you.
If you haven't been on the scene in Ireland that long because you came from New Zealand? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
You started out stand-up comedy in New Zealand.
Started in New Zealand and I actually got a picture on my phone. I had the picture of the first actual open mic I did.
Wow, that's a cool thing to have.
Awful because I'm holding the microphone like I'm like a rapper.
Some people still do that.
Yeah.
Some comedians still do
that. I was like, oh God. And I'm like doing a big gesture. Yeah. And I said, I've arrived. Yeah, and there's like seven people in the room.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I did it. And then I was like, I still have that video. It's not.
You still have the video?
Oh, I have the video of the first time I ever did stand-up.
I do not want to see that video.
10 minutes.
Of me, I don't mean.
In a sports bar in
Cambodia.
Your
first slot was 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't a slot. We just made up a gig. Oh,
okay,
In a sports bar in Cambodia. And
you started in Cambodia?
Technically, I started in Cambodia with Jason Brennan.
Jason Brennan, the other lad from Carlo.
Yeah.
Larnie's mate.
Yeah, yeah. Shy talk, lads.
I didn't know that. Maybe I did know that. That's mental.
Yeah, we met. The first time me and Jason met was in the Halfpenny.
Yeah.
We're talking on the way here.
did you do another podcast on the way here?
No.
Fucking
ass. No. They said that we don't want any born bastards on the podcast, but you seem to be like...
But Kevin... Sorry, Kevin. Kevin's not born. He just, again, a very interesting guy. He's fairly deadpan, isn't he?
Until he's on stage.
Yeah, he just changed it up.
I remember seeing him one night. I seen him when I give out to someone at a comedy club because they were like giving the club a bad review, right?
Right.
And they were being assholes. He's like, look, we can move you, do whatever you want, we'll get you free drinks. And they're like, fine. And then they were still giving him a bad review. Kevin kicked him out of the club and then went on stage and did 20 minutes of just like ripping everyone. And I was like, this dude did not exist on stage like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's great now. I saw him on Saturday night supporting Jim Elliot.
Because I used to go, he used to ask me going to the Halfpenny and I'd go up and just come out to the audience for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's what you do there though. Isn't that not what you do? Because that's what I do.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Anyway, what were we saying?
Sorry, back to you. You started
back to me
in Cambodia.
Yeah, Cambodia did a gig where we were watching, so me and Jason met up. And it was the morning of the, it was not the morning for us, but the Conor McGregor and Khabib fight.
Oh, right.
Years ago, like 2018, 2017.
Not that long ago. Is the Khabib fight that long ago?
Yeah, man. It's about 2018.
Oh, my God.
So we had to get to this bar at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I get there, fight's on, start drinking, blah, blah, blah. After fight, we're still there. I think Arsenal were playing someone that day. Norwich, maybe?
Right.
And Arsenal won. Aaron Ramsey scored a great goal. That's about the time I tapped out. But before that, the bartender was like, what do you two guys do? And I was like, well, he's a comedian.
Sorry, was this bartender in Cambodia from Carlo?
No, he was English. Right. What are you guys doing?
Oh, because I said, what are you guys doing?
All right. I'm not, you're the accent guy.
The accent guy.
You have accents.
What are you guys doing?
See?
All right, we'll play it again, okay? So you're going up to the bar.
Yeah.
Are you drinking? Are you chatting to him?
I'm very drunk. Talking to him all day. He owns the bar.
All right.
Lovely English bloke.
All right. Well, what are you guys doing here?
And I was like, oh, Jason. Yeah, he's just come back from Edinburgh. He's a comedian. And you have to,
oh, he's a comedian. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a comedian. Yeah. Do you want to do a gig here?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, set up in the corner.
Set up in the corner, yeah. Yeah. Have you got any lights or microphones? No.
I did not.
No, and then I forgot, because this is at 3 o'clock in the day, we've been drinking for like 7 hours. So I go to bed, and we wake up the next morning, me and Jason are just sitting on the beach, and there's this little bar we used to go to, it's 50 cent for a beer during the day. Great.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Great time.
Good beer. What was the beer?
Doesn't matter. What do you mean? It was 50 cents.
Sorry,
cent.
Yeah.
It was 50 cents.
That's a good point.
What beer was it?
What was the old
It's abundant
percentage
and free.
What a question. 50 cent for a beer. What beer is it?
Yeah. It came in a glass that was kept in ice. It was cold. Yeah. It was the sun.
Well, yeah, once it's crispy and cold in that weather, who cares? Yeah,
doesn't
matter. Yeah.
So we're there drinking our 5.44 IPAs, and this guy walks up and goes, "Do you remember about the gig tonight?" And I was like, "So Jason, a few things have transpired. I didn't tell Jason we were doing a gig."
Brilliant.
And he's like, "Oh, okay, cool." And I was like, "Right, grand." And then I was like, "So how does this work? I've never done stand-up before." He's like, "Well, I go up, I'll do like 5 minutes, and you do 5, and then I'll do 10. Just a small, you know what I mean?"
That was the whole show, the two of you.
It was like, it wasn't a show. It was just like
defensive, Shannon.
Yeah, okay. Because you're looking at it now as someone, like, that's not a show now. I know that's not a show. But you're different. We're on island time. Yeah, everyone's wearing shorts. We're drinking cheap beer. You can't keep people's attention more than 10 minutes.
I think, because a lot of people say that, like, "Oh, you're so brave doing stand-up comedy, blah, blah, blah." But, like, I would never do something like that. Do you know what I mean? The gall to kind of just go, "I'm just going to..."
It's in my name.
There
we go.
Shannon Basso Gall.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Gaul the name for the French?
So the Gaul is what France used to be called, which is
that's
funny.
That's right, yes.
Because my mother's French.
Asterix and Obelix.
Yeah. That's Gaul. So that's why
I do think that's weird. I have you in my head that you're in that cartoon, and I think it's because the name. I can see you being.
Which character am I? If I was Asterix or Obelix,
I'm
just Shannon.
Just banging around with
a Scotland jersey. Being a boring bastard.
Yeah, and that's just like, that's Shannon.
That's Shannon, don't ask it.
No. He'll say no quack. I don't know. Bundy, wasn't it Bundy? It's Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Oh, shit me pink, whatever that means. It's Ted Bundy. Everyone's going mad listening to this podcast. Ted Bundy, American serial killer. Yes, we got there. Goal. Ted, I'm sorry, Ted.
I really hope that we don't use the star of the podcast.
That's
it. Just
clip.
Cuts to you doing that. Yes.
Yeah, it cuts. Yeah,
we did it.
That'd be the clip. Me just going, "Yes, Ted Bundy."
Yes. Like,
fuck me. That's horrific. How did I get? This is my fucking brain. How do we get from fucking Cambodia to you in the bar starting a gig out of nowhere and me going, "Ted Bundy"?
ADHD.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Let's not get into that now. I have not taken whatever. Shut up, you. So that was your first ever gig.
Yeah, it was my first gig. Yeah.
Had you aspirations of being a comedian at that?
Yeah, stage? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how I met. Like, so I started going to. I went to the Haypenny once or twice to watch stand up.
So you had been to Dublin.
I was living in Dublin.
Right, and then you just went off traveling.
And then Jason was also traveling, so we meet in Cambodia, and we end up doing a gig.
Right. Okay.
And I didn't do stand up again for another basically 6 months because I was traveling the whole time.
Yeah.
I got to New Zealand, went to the open mics, and I did a really like fun scene. I was like, okay, really easy to sign up. Did my first gig, which was fine. But and then from there, I think everyone does this. You know, you do your first like what you said proper gig,
yeah,
and then you wait another 3 months to do your next.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then after then, I was pretty much constant for.
And
for
all around. And what's the difference in the scene in New Zealand to Ireland and the UK?
So it's a bit more structured over there.
All right.
Like in terms of like, so the there's like, it's a, the way we would say it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
I'm leaving that in.
I'm on my holidays. My brain isn't really up
Did
to speed.
Did you have a split in the car before you
No,
came
that's the worst thing. I haven't.
No excuse.
I haven't. I've just went, I went this week, I'm not using my brain, and it's going brilliant.
What a combo this is, ADHD versus doobie head.
This is perfect. But this is, I used to, people used to always think I was stoned when I was younger. Like,
yeah, that's what I meant by your face looking like.
Yeah, I do. I always look a bit manga. Someone I used to work with said I look like, you know, the turtles from...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, the other ones from the movie, Finding Nemo. You know the guys like,
that's, oh yeah.
That kind of have the vibe of one of them.
But they're sound.
Yeah, might not be interested, but sound.
But sorry, in the New Zealand.
So
scene
it's
is
more,
structured.
It's a bit more structured. So you've got like, you have an open mic on Monday, and then like you'll have your semi-pro night on the Wednesday, and then the pro shows at the weekend, right?
And what, every town works like that, or
most of them will? Wow. Like most of them will kind of have a setup where it's a feeder thing. Like the comedy, the main comedy club in New Zealand, it's like you got Raw Monday, Wednesday is like the big night, I can't remember the name of it, the big night, and then Thursday and through Thursday to Saturday is like new pro,
right?
And then you go the late shows, the people who've progress from the early, like the amateur pro show on Thursday, you go to the late show, and then you get put on the early, like the 8 to 10 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays.
Interesting.
So it's like, it kind of like works like that.
Yeah.
And here it's just like, throw me a text and we'll see about you in the next 6.
Right.
It's a bit, you can like,
yeah, I get you.
It's very much, once you get known here and people know you, it's like, grand. You kind of get into a rotation.
Yeah.
But it's over there, it seems to be more of like, you kind of have to, you can just work the rooms.
Yeah.
In a sense. And they're kind of a bit
more
connected.
Of a meritocracy.
Yeah, kind of like a little bit. Like apparently the guy who runs the club like has a spreadsheet of all the comics and he will just move them around.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you kind of know where you stand a little bit. And it's just the same way we're playing with different gigs across the country. But also it's much easier to set up broad gigs there.
Right.
Because they have all these little theatres, like 100-seater theatres in like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like I played in a car park beside like a Tesco, basically.
The fuck is that?
I'd say it's your man. I don't know.
Who? Close the fucking door. Stay there. We'll keep recording.
Keep recording. This is my podcast now.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I don't.
Steven, how's it going?
I just found a Revolut card just
there. Oh, no? No, I don't know who that is either.
It was just right there, so...
Okay, Cody Brazel. You don't have a Cody Brazel Revolut card, no?
No.
I don't know. Do you want to leave it on the windowsill or something like that, maybe? Yeah, because they can freeze it on the phone if it goes missing or whatever. Fair play to you. Very kind. Thanks very much. See you later.
Cody Brazel's having a bad day.
Yeah, Cody Brazel, you're on the pod.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I knew a Brazel once, which, so I think it is a Dublin name. So yeah, New Zealand scene was lovely.
It was lovely. It was lovely. It was very nice. Yeah. But I was saying that they had like theatres that you could book out, and they only had like one gig a month. So you could get, and they only had, because they only had a liquor license, like one day of the...
Sorry.
I know. I said liquor.
But obviously that's,
I said I knew coming out.
Obviously that's a, you know, very childish sexual joke, but anyway.
So you can only eat pussy once a month in New Zealand.
Shannon, goodness me, there's children watching.
There is not. Oh, great. But it could be.
Yeah, it could be.
There could be some bad parents watching this. Watch this. You learn.
So anyway, you go to these little theatres and go around.
And it was the big event in all the small towns. So like you'd sell that out really easily.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun. People were like, the crowds were lots of fun, I think. And the like, they had loads of little like smaller festivals over there.
Yeah.
So you could, I remember me and two other comics set up like did a show in Whanganui, which is like really well.
That's the name of a place, Whanganui.
Yeah, Whanganui. Wow. Yeah. Or it's Whanganui. The W and H means that is a first sound in New Zealand. Yeah.
Okay, right.
So I think it's Whanganui. And
that's in the Maori language. Yeah. Is it Maori or is it Māori? Some people say Māori.
It's Māori. Is how you, I still can't do it properly. Māori.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Māori like that. Cool. Yeah. So you get these like small little towns, and they'd have a little festival like where you'd pay $50. Mm. You're in the festival, boom, and they give you like a couple of, like we had like an 80 seater room, and we were no one. We were maybe like open mics 2 years, like at the very. I don't think I was doing it that long, but we saw like, I think it was 130 tickets over like 3 nights.
Wow, brilliant.
So it's like it was, and like there were good audiences. They really come out to stuff.
This is a show on in a small town like that.
Yeah,
you're going to the show.
But they really go out to stuff over there. Like there's loads of those festivals that people go out to. And I think the difference here is that they don't tend to have those like festivals where people go out to quite a lot. I might be wrong.
I just realised, I think a little bit, because but another thing is we have a lot on here because we're also, for example, it's not hard for us to go on holiday somewhere close by. It's not hard for us to go see a Premiership football game.
No.
It's not hard for us to go to the Canaries.
No.
It's not all those little things. When you're in somewhere like New Zealand, something's in town, you're going to.
Oh, dude. Because
they're so far away.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And I knew this because when Eminem went to play in Wellington, right? It was where I was living.
The whole country's into it.
Dude, not just the whole, Australia's into
it.
Wow. Dude, there was 40,000 people came. But because like the population is the same as Ireland, but it's a massive country,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
So I was working in a bar at the time when Eminem was playing, and you would sweat, like I don't think he'd been there for like maybe 15 years.
Right.
And every single hotel, B&B, Airbnb, for I think about 50 to 60 miles outside of the city were completely booked out. The whole...
Wow.
And people flew from Australia, from all New Zealand. It was pandemonium. It was like the Walking Dead were walking around the streets. People, because also Kiwis, I love you don't really know how to drink. They can't...
Really?
Did they get fucked up way too early?
Oh.
Like, say 6 o'clock on a Friday, I'd finish work, and people would be like, I'm like, come...
How long has it been out?
Ah, 2-3 hours.
And is it because the amount, or that they don't hold as well?
I think it's because Ireland day drinkers, it's a marathon with us.
Yeah, if you're day drinking, it's a marathon, definitely.
And I think with them, I don't know, they can definitely handle it, but it's just, I think they get very...
They don't have to pace it.
They don't have...
There's nothing worse than that idiot at a festival. We've all seen them, like, at Slane. I've seen people at Slane or Electric Picnic. Like, the main event is hours away.
You haven't shown your ticket.
And people are pissing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally standing there in the queue for the Jacks, pissing themselves, sunburnt to fuck. It's just like...
I remember going to...
What is the point of today?
Longitude, and then a girl and her friends were like, they were passed out. And this is the show. They hadn't even started letting people in yet. And I was like...
It's so stupid.
It's 11 o'clock
it's
in the
so
morning.
It's so stupid.
Wild.
Oh god, I'm too old for that shit.
I can't do it.
No,
I can't do it. Even a day festival.
No,
is tough.
I can't.
Does it finish at 10? And do I have public transport home?
Yeah, it's mayhem. But to finish off. So you started in New Zealand, came over here, to came back to Ireland.
Yes.
After lockdown. And you've been on the scene since. And you're a bit like me in that you're actually very like me. Mixed, half Irish, half French. Which your mother's French.
Yeah. And Italian.
Oh, is she Italian?
So my mother's half French, half
she's
French,
half French Italian.
Italian.
Very common. Eric Cantona has the same background, isn't he?
Is he?
Pretty sure, yeah. One of his parents is Italian. Yeah.
Oh!
I watched a documentary on him somewhere recently.
I saw that in the cinema.
Was it in the cinema?
It was in New Zealand, yeah. The Cantona documentary.
He does have an Italian connection, or is it Basque? I think it's... it might be Spanish.
It might be Spanish.
Yeah, it might be Spanish, sorry.
Because he doesn't have the head of an Italian Ireland.
No. But, you've got the Irish-French thing, but then you grew up around the country as well, which me too. Like, I grew up between Cork and Dublin, basically.
Mayo.
Was born in Tip. You grew up in Mayo.
I was born in London. So you're born in London.
So
you're
Mayo. English. There you go. And I have no problem with having English people on this podcast, guys. And if you've got a problem with that, then you can...
Fucking talk me about it.
Email Simon Harris.
Simon Harris, I'm sorry, we can't let him be in it a leader because he looks like four kids in a trench coat
and the little nerdy annoying guy in school.
Yeah, he's like Randall from Recess.
He didn't mind the nerds, but he fucking annoyed you.
Yeah,
because he was being a little prick. He'd hang you as well. He'd get you in trouble.
I do feel like he's also like he's dyeing his hair grey intentionally.
Yeah, yeah, to make yourself look good. Yeah. The old school version of your fake ID to try and get into
it. That's what he's doing.
If I dye my hair grey, I can be Taoiseach.
Do you think they'd take me seriously if I had a few? Look like a silver fox.
But he
looks like a weasel.
But you grew up in Mayo.
Sorry, yeah.
And
I grew up in Mayo.
Where Mayo?
Carra Castle.
Oh, where's that?
Yeah, it's like... it's 20 minutes from like Charlestown, which is
I was going to bring up Hardy Books, yeah. You could have
around that area. It's a Charlestown.
That's where Charlestown was.
Near Castlebar.
Yeah.
That kind of area. Real remote.
Like. And when did you leave Carlo then?
When did you leave Mayo? When I was 14, so I spent 10 years in Mayo and then moved to Carlo.
The exact same time I moved from Cork City to East Cork from 4 to 14, then we moved to Dublin. That's mental. Same thing.
So from Cork City to East Cork.
Tipperary.
Okay,
me and my brother born in Tipperary, and I think it was in 87. No, it must have been 88 because my brother was born. Well, it might have been the end of 87 or 88. We moved from Tipperary to Cork City.
Right.
Then by 1990, we moved from Cork City to Middleton and East Cork.
Right.
Then 2000, we moved from East Cork to West Dublin.
So I'm like a little, like 1 or 2 years behind because we moved to Mayo in 92.
Right.
And then 10 years from there, 2002 was in Carlo.
So you moved from Mayo to Carlo?
Yeah.
Right. And you were still a teen probably then. Or
yeah, I was, yeah.
So it's exactly... Oh, you were 14. Yes, 14.
14. Yeah. And this is... You know when you move... Like, you've moved.
Yeah.
And you go... You don't have any decision of what school you go to. And then...
And they will send you to the fucking worst one for you.
Well, my...
Because somebody in the church told them it was a lovely school.
Well, this is what... my dad didn't go to the church.
Yeah.
But he asked, like, my aunties and stuff. And they're like, oh, the CBS is great, right?
Right.
And I wasn't, like...
You mustn't have much choice in Carlo.
There's a few. Like, there's four or five schools. Like, you know, there's the Tech, there's the Gwell School, there was the Presentation, which... And there was the CBS, and there's the Leo. So there's five. Well, four for me, because one of them was
a
lot of school.
And
also, we lived outside of Carlo, so there was other schools there as well.
Right.
But they put me in the CBS.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know that the CBS was an all-boys school until the first day of school.
That's like turning up to the George and go, I didn't know there'd be gay people there. Like, come on.
Right, and I'll give you some context to this. The school I went to in Mayo, right, was actually technically in Roscommon, was St. Nathie's, right, which was a mixed school.
Right.
But had priests in it.
Right.
Right? Loads of priests in it. Mm. They're all teaching. So I go to the CBS. I go, same deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be mixed.
Yeah.
And they're like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Also... My parents had given me the wrong trousers for the uniform.
There's nothing worse, because that's the tiny detail
and it was,
that everyone's going to give a shit for.
Yeah. And I was like, Matt, look, listen, I can't do this today. And to be fair, we went and got it fixed, but it was,
yeah.
That was rough.
And did you make for, like, did you get, so you were what, second year, going into third year or something?
Second
like
year.
Exact same as me, fucking hell.
Second year, man. Whatever happened with my transcripts, like, they put me in the foundation English class, which was, like, at the time, it was when, like, a lot of, like, the guys, like, a lot of, like, refugees had come in. So, like, there was a lot of, like, Nigerian dudes and Romanian dudes, right?
All the refugees in this class, and especially people from Mayo.
Yeah, and then they had me in it. And they put me in, like, foundation English and honours maths and Irish. And I, horrific at both honours maths and Irish.
Oh, God,
and put me in foundation English. And I was just like, something's really gone wrong here. So I didn't have a great time of it for the first while.
Yeah.
But,
did it take you a while to make mates, or did you make friends in the end? Or
No, I'm still have no friends.
Your mates are your man who runs Brian in Scrags Alley, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is he from the same school?
No, he's from Offaly.
Oh,
we only became met in college, but I became friends with him after we finished college.
What did you do in college?
Public relations and communications.
You were going to work in PR.
No.
You haven't the legs for it.
No, I know. Dude, that is so true. Right? No, I know I don't have the legs for it. But like, you ever been in a situation and you go, I don't know if this is the thing for me, because everyone in it was like, even the guys.
I don't think I've met a handful of times men who work in PR,
and all the guys were hot. Like, and
right.
It, yeah, like they were good looking, like, good, you know, legs. Good legs, strong jaws.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, okay. Like really good looking.
I could be completely wrong here. Maybe there's people in PR going on, but like, I worked in a restaurant where there was PR companies in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was making you coffee for all
this,
these PR
you
people.
Don't see
no.
This happened.
Very specific type of individual. Very,
and I was not that person.
Yeah.
But I kind of, it's the only thing I put down on my CAO was this course.
To be good in PR, you basically have to be good at licking arse. Is that true? Like, I think you...
I don't know. Like, because writing a press release takes 2 seconds. It's the first thing. It's the first thing we learned in first year,
yeah.
And we didn't learn. I was like, yeah, no, okay.
That's kind of end up what they're doing a lot.
What's next?
Yeah.
And because even I write my own press releases now, like for putting in newspapers.
I just realised I've got PR working for me, Fred.
Yeah,
do
you? She's like, you need a guy.
A job. How hard
you need a guy.
Be?
I got some legs.
He's got
socks.
His fucking. He's putting his stinky fucking belt.
They're not stinky.
Socks
yeah,
in
look,
my face.
Again, there's a great dealer from a company in Limerick. Do all football like
football related? Really? Show the. Go on. Shout out the name of the company. Good man here. There goes our free sponsorship.
Cool. Six socks.
Six socks.
Six socks.
Check out six socks.
SICSOCKS. They're Irish comedy based in Limerick.
Very good. And you were going to work in PR.
So no.
Well, you.
No, because I thought I was going to be a famous rapper.
Are you robbing the story of the Merry Wallopers? Because that's
the who.
You know the band, the Merry Wallopers.
No.
Sorry, I'm on six sock at the moment.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got Maradona socks.
Yeah.
Oh. So they've actually got really proper socks for.
Well, maybe we should go. Do you want to sponsor the show? Just sponsor the episodes I'm on.
Yeah.
Sponsor. And Steve.
But I'm still playing a bit of football seven aside because they do actual functional socks that you need for playing still.
Oh, do they?
But yeah. All but right. Then they have the section that you would have gone to
cool
would have been
socks.
The soccer fans ones. Like, look at that.
You just dismissed me. As someone
like
who plays football.
Ireland 1990s vibe. No, I'm not saying that you don't. I'm just saying.
Well,
that
you're right. I don't anymore. But yeah. I used to.
You haven't the legs for it. Look at the Newcastle ones. That's brilliant. Anyway, I'm getting distracted, but
that's fine. I feel like a podcast where you don't get distracted on is probably not representative.
Stick with me, guys.
Of who we are.
So you went originally to do PR in university.
I kind of didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't do a lot of I don't do a lot of research into like most of the things I do.
Yeah.
Like this sounds like media, and I kind of it sounded broad enough that I could do.
No,
like,
but at that age, you don't understand.
No.
These things. Like I went back to school at 24 and did like a post leaving cert course.
Right.
And I had it in my head that I want to study communications
at
DCU. But now I've talked to so many people who have done communications in DCU. DCU and they're like, it's a nothing degree. But I just thought, oh, that would mean I could work in TV and stuff. Like, I had a clue. Oh, I had a clue what all these things
were. We did a lot of those, like, piece the cameras and, like...
Oh, did you write this shit?
So we had to learn how to do a piece the camera, read off the autocue. We also had a typing course.
Oh, yeah, my mom loves that shit. No, but
this is 2007.
I know, but it's all the nice being able to look at the screen and do that. People love being able to do that.
But that doesn't exist anymore.
Although I did have a friend. Yeah, because to be a typist was a job.
This is a part of a module of IT.
Yeah, I know.
But IT!
My mom loves like looking at the screen. She sits up, because she would have done it back in the day on an actual typewriter.
Yeah, yeah.
But she still loves, when she ever seen her on a computer, she'd be like, excuse me, I'm working here. And she's like, bum, 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 looking at the screen, and then delete, caps lock, bum, 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 bum. And she loves it. But then I did have a friend.
Feel good when you knock it out, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I can't do it. Can you do it?
Also, in secondary school, I did typing. We did typing.
Right.
For what? In my school, Mayo, that was probably a bit behind the times.
Secondary school, but that's a good skill to, if I can be asked.
Yeah, well, it's defunct now.
Yeah.
It's completely defunct.
Yeah.
Because everyone just has a keyboard there. You don't need it.
Yeah,
but that's not that long ago. That's what, 15? Yeah. No, how old am I? That's more than 15 years ago.
You're 41. Today, you're 2 years younger than me. Yeah? You're 36?
35. 35. Going on 36 in 2 months.
What are we in now?
June.
June.
April, May. We're nearly at the end of March.
Anyway. Very good. So anyway, this is Shannon Basso-Gall, brilliant comedian.
I don't work
And in he's going to be on the podcast a lot more often, because we're going to be having the crack.
So as I was saying, it's my week off this week, so I'm just taking it easy, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it might be a nice time to catch up on some movies, and I tried to watch Roadhouse last night.
Can I just say, I love the way that you've premised the whole thing by saying, I tried to watch it.
No, I did, and I tried. Like,
I mean, that's the review right there.
I honestly tried, right? And I wasn't...
Open mind, no judgment.
I watched the old one again recently, and I was like, it's a fun 80s movie.
Oh, I didn't know that there was the original, sorry.
Patrick's... What?
Are you going to say Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze?
What are you, an L one? Sorry, I didn't know.
You don't know the Patrick Swayze?
No,
like, oh my God.
No.
So anyway,
I just know he did Ghost, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did Ghost. Yeah. I think
I've never watched later.
I've seen that scene.
Yeah.
I've seen that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get it as a child. I was like, that's not sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, I wasn't a repressed woman in the 80s.
Really?
So I watched the old Roadhouse, and it's like, it's just the most 80s movie ever, right? So there's trouble in a bar in Florida.
Right.
And we need a hard lad to just kick the shit out of people causing trouble.
Right.
That's just the whole premise of the movie,
the
right?
Thing,
that's it.
Yeah.
And it blows out of proportion. There's guys with fucking monster trucks in the car bar.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there's this really weird romantic scene that goes on for which could only be done in the 80s. It's like 12 minutes of him falling in love with this woman.
Now, is this in the original or in this
In the original.
One? Okay,
I'm still on the original.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But like, you need to know kind of, well, you don't need to, but I like to.
Right.
Just to set up the amuse bouche.
Yeah, yeah.
Amuse bouche of movies.
See this, look. It's the French, no?
Anyway, so it's just a bit, it's very 80s, it's very fun.
Yeah.
It's not too serious.
Yeah.
But the action holds up.
Yeah.
Like, the stunts are good.
Yeah.
The story's a bit off the wall.
Yeah.
But it's a product of its time.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze is great in it. He's got great hair. Sam Elliott is in it.
Okay.
Do you know Sam Elliott?
Maybe I do.
Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Yes,
narrates it?
Oh yeah, the cowboy at the end.
That's
right,
Sam.
Cool.
He's long hair and a little mustache,
cool.
And he's a more experienced bouncer than Patrick Swayze.
Right.
But it's all kind of grounded in this ridiculous reality.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Now, this new one with Jake Gyllenhaal, and Conor McGregor. Yeah. It's this, they tried to do the same premise of when I'm going, hey, there's a bar in Florida that has too many people just running riot.
Yeah.
Now, first thing you know is that this is not shot in Florida in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
I thought it was like, oh, this looks like Thailand or Cambodia.
Yeah.
It's all in the Dominican Republic, right?
That's where they shot it.
Oh, yeah.
And they tried to make it out that it's Florida?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Cheaper? I don't know. But it just, but it looks so, it's kind of like Cocaine Bear. I don't know if you've seen that. You know,
I haven't. I just wrote jokes of it for the After Wars that involved Conor McGregor.
So that.
You can see where that went.
Yeah. But that movie, I didn't know. Like, that's shot in Wexford, isn't it? Or Wicklow?
Wicklow, yes.
Yeah. And you can, there's a shot in that movie where I think it's the detective is like, you know, doing, oh, we're looking out for a bear. And they shoot, to do it, they kind of shoot down onto the pavement. But it's like the most Irish looking curb ever.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be in like, well, I don't know,
wherever, fucking Fort Lauderdale or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be in like the Midwest or whatever. But like, that takes me out. But in this movie, it takes out straight away. But the premise is that Jake Gyllenhaal is like a retired UFC fighter, right? And the first time he goes to fight in the movie, which is in like a underground fighting ring, right?
Yeah.
He wears his hoodie up, and everyone puts a bet that is betting on the game, on the fight. And the other fighter is Post Malone. Is the first,
oh really,
the first fight scene of the movie,
singer songwriter Post Malone.
Is with Post Malone, and I'm pretty sure, like, when it comes to the actual, like, when Post Malone is knocking out the first guy,
yeah,
it's CGI. Like, right. I'm not even messing. Like, it actually, you can see where it switches into a CGI Post Malone,
right,
and comes back out into him. And I'm like, what happened that everything went that bad?
Yeah.
That they're like, we need to fix Post Malone. And you think, oh, is that Post Malone? But the movie ticks on.
Right.
And you realise that most of this was fixed in post. Because
right, because they were talking about, I heard them talking about it in one of the interviews, and McGregor was on about that they had this new style of stunt guy.
Yeah.
Who
doesn't is not a person.
Oh, right. That's all bullshit.
I don't know if it is, but by watching this, you're like, this didn't happen. I'm pretty sure some of the on-screen kisses were CGI as well.
Oh god!
I look like, because it looked like that.
And that's where the world is going now these days. Like, there'll be actors going, it's not my contract, I don't kiss. So
it was Dwayne Johnson, and he's like, I can't get beaten up on screen.
Oh
like,
really?
Yeah, and Jason Statham, when they're in the same movie, they have to hit the same amount of blows on each other in a scene.
That's the contract.
That's the contract. So no one can
ego.
No one can look to lose or win. Oh, they both have to like kind of just be even.
Yeah.
Evenly hard. Kind of like this podcast.
So boring. Evenly hard.
No, I mean, like, you're not allowed to be funnier than me. I'd send this in my contract. Stephen is just not stop listening to me.
Jesus,
now.
Imagine people did do that in comedy.
I'm sure there is.
But you know what? In all those panel shows.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
So look, but the movie's it's bonkers, but in all the wrong ways they made the original funny.
Yeah.
They're trying to do that 80s thing of like, oh, it's a bar in trouble, but it's like, it's based now in a place in Florida. That's the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor, he does not deliver one line, one word of a line in the same accent.
Really?
Like, it's you just like, pick one. Just let him pick one.
So he doesn't even know what he's trying to, he didn't even do his own voice.
Sometimes he's like,
even Liam Neeson's been getting away with that for decades. Just do your own fucking voice.
Exactly. And it's like Gabriel Byrne in The Miller's Crossing. Right?
Yeah. Was just like, that was weird.
I'm not doing an American accent. Yeah. I'm doing this. And they're like, cool.
Fair enough, crack
right?
on, yeah.
Fine. But McGregor, I don't even think it's his fault.
Right.
Because the director would have been like, Conor, it's he's like,
sounds he does, awesome, Conor.
He
you
does
sound
this,
amazing right he's now. Like,
what you looking at, lad? In the PR, what you looking at, lad?
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, that's Conor. And then he's like, where are we going, buddy? And you're like, just, he does that, you know. I know he had to soften his accent for the American interviews, right?
Yeah.
But he's doing that in a movie.
Yeah.
And it's
making it weird.
It makes it so weird. And he just walks everywhere. He's like a video game character.
Yeah.
He walks everywhere just like this. Like he's walking into the ring at all times.
Yeah.
There's no like subtle, like,
amazing.
It's just. Also, the first time he comes on screen, he's bollock naked for like.
Oh no! Come, what is with Irish men's mickeys at the moment?
No, he's not.
Everyone's
obsessed. No, Dick.
No, just, yeah, but still,
just
like,
from behind.
Connor, yeah, cheeky.
But he walks. Like, I couldn't get through. I just couldn't get through it because it didn't make. Jake Gyllenhaal is also playing this. Like, it's a very serious movie.
Right, yeah.
Which is funny, because the rest of it is... Like, I think... I don't know if a lot of these actors are in the same room at all.
Yeah.
There's some points where they were, but other times I think they were told they're on different shoots.
Because I've watched a bit of the promo of the stuff, and I can see I could see Conor McGregor is nervous about it, because he's going, you know, it's my first time, I think people like that, you know.
Yeah.
All the blah, blah, but it's like... Listen, whatever about Conor McGregor, Jake Gyllenhaal hasn't made a good movie in a bloody time.
Really?
Really? Did you see the one, what was the one he did with the professional boxer?
That was Southpaw.
Southpaw, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
God.
Jake Gyllenhaal's a great actor.
Went to cinema to see that, and with two other professional actors, and they were just like, we were like, I was enough of a comedian to be able to laugh at how ridiculous it was. But they were, like, they were fuming.
I have a theory that Jake Gyllenhaal is our generation's Nicolas Cage.
You're probably the nail on the head there.
Because I watched him in Ambulance, you know, that Michael Bay movie, which is, it's ridiculous. It's pure Michael Bay. But he's going so hard and over the top.
Was he in Black Hawk Down or one of them?
Yes, he was. Jarhead.
Jarhead.
I think he is in Blackhead.
So he was great in that.
Yeah.
But he's made some weird shit since then. Not that I've followed them, because honestly, if I say Jake Gyllenhaal in the film now, I'm just going, oh, it's...
No, no,
I just have Southpaws.
Gets me going.
One of those shit. Really?
He's brilliant in Enemy, Denis Villeneuve movie.
Here he is again.
Yeah.
Le Français.
Le Français.
Listen, Connor, the highlight of my week with regards to Roadhouse movie is Mike Rice talking about him on his podcast with Vittorio Angeloni, and Conor McGregor commenting on it, and he says... retarded and inbred. That's what Connor said under Mike slagging off the movie. And Jacob Hawley, who's a good friend of mine, big Arsenal fan. And Mike brilliantly kind of screenshotted it and put it up as a post saying, ironically, it's exactly what everyone's saying about Conor McGregor's performance in Roadhouse. Woo! Good man, Mike.
Mike hit him with the Patrick Swayze roundhouse to the head. Like, that was... Look, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. And it's,
but you know what? I'm going to fucking watch it.
But it's not, I didn't even find it fun as a silly, like, I love watching bad movies. I love watching bad movies.
Yeah.
Because it's just fun.
It wasn't even a good bad movie.
It's not even, because I'm just sitting there going, what?
God damn it. I'm going to give it a whirl.
I think
pop the popcorn on, and that's what we're going to do.
Pop the popcorn.
This evening.
We should do Patreon episodes of us watching movies.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
It also just an excuse for us to get paid for watching movies.
Yeah, don't sound like that. Fucking hell, we're hardworking comedians.
We're incredibly.
Shannon Basso-Gall, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks, Steve.
Follow him on Instagram at
SBG Comedy.
SBG Comedy. You can follow me. If it's the first time you've been watching this, you've been seeing this, you can follow me at The Stephen Mullen on Instagram, TikTok, Threads. That's a fucking another
Threads.
One. And yeah,
what's Threads?
It's the Instagram, Twitter.
Okay,
Shannon, get with the program. Okay. Thank you to everybody for listening. Hello, Steve-O podcast is back. I don't even know what episode this is, but it's the first one back.
It's going to be awkward when you have the first one back and it isn't this one.
I've already recorded another one today and I said that was the first one, so I'm going to have to do some editing. I'm done. See you next week, folks. Thanks a million.
Good luck.
Ciao.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.